Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
What day does Hollywood love better than the 4th of July? Box offices open up for some of the summer's big expected hits. Yesterday on the show, we talked about the Disney remake of The Lone Ranger. There are a couple of other movies that we didn't get to, so we wanted to take today to talk about Steve Carell back as the voice of Gru, who's recruited by the Anti-Villain League, apparently, in Despicable Me 2. And we also have a stand-up comedy concert film starring one of the hottest comedians today. That's Kevin Hart. Let me explain. Of course, with us, I don't have to explain to you that it's Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, our movie team and host of the Takeaways Movie Date podcast. Hi, guys.
Hi, happy 4th.
Hi, Todd.
Welcome. We're going to do trivia, but let's leave it to the end because we have a special 4th of July themed trivia. We'll do that at the end. Guys, let's start with Despicable Me. Stars the voices of Steve Carell, as I mentioned, Kristen Wiig, Benjamin Bratt, Russell Brand, who I love. This time around, Gru is working for the good guys when the Anti-Villain League asks for his help. Listen.
I have accepted a new job.
Whoa, really?
Yes, I have been recruited by a top secret agency to go undercover and save the world.
You're gonna be a spy?
That's right, baby. Gru's back in the game with gadgets and weapons and cool cars, the whole deal.
Kristen Meinzer, I could listen to that voiceover all day without seeing the movie, or should I see the movie?
You know, that's one of the high points of the movie. Gru, his relationship with his three daughters, who he adopted in the first movie, that's all fine and good. There's also a romance with the agent who recruits him into the Anti-Villain League, Lucy, who's played by the voice of Kristen Wiig. All of that stuff is delightful, but I just felt so overwhelmed by these yellow minions. You might see them on all of the billboards and all the print ads.
Little Eggmen.
Yeah, and all they do is ruin the movie anytime it's good, anytime you're getting into it. They just step onto screen and start mumbling and falling over and acting like the Three Stooges. And so I have to say it wasn't the best experience for me because of the minions.
Rafer, my experience with you is that you tend to like these animated movies. What about this one?
You know, I was actually not a fan of the first one, but I like this one a little better, mostly because of Kristen Wiig. I think she is really appealing. I think the romance subplot is appealing. I agree with Kristen. The minions have always irritated me, but they feel a little more inspired in this one, too. They do a very good boys to men imitation in this film. So I had to give him points for that.
All right. Kevin Hart is a great comedian. I'm a fan of his. And there's a new documentary concert. Well, it's a concert film out called Kevin Hart, Let Me Explain. Let's listen to Kevin Hart.
Here's the beautiful thing about me feeding pigeons. When I was done feeding the pigeons, I didn't have to lie about it. See, when you marry, you lie about it like that. Because you don't believe that your wife would ever believe that you were doing something as dumb as feeding some pigeons.
Rafer Guzman, nobody has more energy on stage right now than Kevin Hart.
That's true. He's a lot of fun. I really liked him in Think Like a Man. I thought he was a real show stealer in that. And I've never seen his stand-up before, so this was my first introduction. I was a little disappointed. I think they spend a little too much time interviewing fans and friends who say only good things about him, and they try to pump up his career. But the material itself, a little weak, not as sharp, not as energetic as I would have hoped. Although, the screening I was in, people were laughing hysterically, so maybe it was just me.
And Kevin Hart does have a real self-effacing style that I enjoy. He's really good at making fun of himself. All right, that's Rafer Guzman from Newsday. Guys, we have a special trivia today, 4th of July theme. Now, this is an audio trivia. I'm going easy on you today. I'm going to tell you right off the bat that this is a gimme, and you're going to know this one, or at least you better. Listen to this scene, a famous 4th of July scene from the movies.
Larry, if we make an effort today, we might be able to save August.
August? Tomorrow's the 4th of July, and we will be open for business. It's going to be one of the best summers we've ever had.
Kristen Meinzer, what movie is that arguing on the beach about staying open for the 4th of July?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had any idea, Todd. I have no idea at all.
Rafer, save us.
That's got to be Jaws.
That's got to be Jaws, Rafer Guzman. That is Jaws. Will they keep the beach open on the 4th of July? Not with a shark in the water. Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman are our Movie Date team. You can always subscribe to the Movie Date podcast at moviedatepodcast.org. Thanks, guys. Happy 4th.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.